There will be blood for this. Written by Hermit with a pen and read by Fenzon Marshes. It was January again. Normally, Eret would be thrilled. Snow was always beautiful. And besides, their birthday would be soon. That was something to look forward to, right? It didn't matter, it was January again. In a few short, cold, lonely days, it would be January 6th again, 1 year since all of her hard work and emotional turmoil was reduced to nothing at the press of a button. It had to be a button, didn't it? One little button to set loose Dream's plans and doom Lamamburg over and over again. The control room, the 16th, doomsday. The final two times, it hadn't been their fault. Well, it had, but not as directly. Eret stood on the bridge over what used to be Lamanburg. They took off their crown, held it in their hands, the metal cold to the touch from the chill. It was January again, after all. The first time a button had failed Lamanburg, it was a warm August day. Eret had made a deal with Dream. If she betrayed Lamanburg, he'd give her the Server Throne. She could help them then. She could give Lamanburg their freedom, among other things. All she had to do was betray them first. Eret led his fellow soldiers underground. From there, all it took was the press of a button. The walls slid down, Dream's army stepped out, the rest was history. The second time a button had failed Lamanburg, it was a cool November afternoon. Wilbur had made a deal with Dream. Dream would surrender, but Wilbur would blow up Lamanburg. The war was fought, Eret was dethroned, Tubbo was made president, Wilbur disappeared, Phil logged in. Lamanburg blew up. It was the second war Eret had fought in, and the first time anyone had trusted them since that warm August day. They fought so hard for the crown they lost, for the country that fell apart. The third time a button had failed Lamanburg, it was a chilly January mid-morning. Technoblade and Filzer made a deal with Dream. Lamanburg couldn't hurt them if it was completely decimated, right? Eret was the ruler again, and again she fought for a doomed country. Something in her soul snagged at the thought of it. If she hadn't betrayed Lamanburg on that warm August day, if she hadn't betrayed Dream on that cool November afternoon, would she be running from the TNT rain and withers and fireworks on this chilly January mid-morning? Was this disaster, in some terrible and convoluted way, her fault? It didn't matter. It was January, again. Eret looked at the crown in his hands. It was cold, heavy, everything he didn't want to be. He would be better, he would be free without the crown. This server didn't need a ruler. Eret closed their eyes and tossed the crown over the edge of the bridge. No more wars, no more fighting, no more throne. It was January again. It was time to start anew. The end. Thank you for listening.